Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, and welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, the most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight, this is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy, it's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us, we don't do interviews, we do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill, we drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week, as long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week I'm gonna go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
Hey guys, welcome to CarCast, brought to you by JB Weld. You know, JB Weld is available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, Napa, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, JB Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA. It's JB Weld, world's strongest bond.
Well, we'll talk to Gordon McCall, the man behind the quail and the jet hanger party. Is it jet hanger? Or
I don't know if it's jet hanger or jet center. I think it has an official name, but two of the best events.
Motorworks Revival is.
Oh, see, I would have never guessed that. I always say jet center.
I guess you say jet hanger. We got that. We'll get into that and how all that stuff works.
And deep dive into exhaust tips.
I hope you guys are into exhaust.
I hope you like exhaust tips.
First, I'll tell you about Air Med Care Network. Racing fans, Air Med Care Network is partnering with homes for our troops and NASCAR to celebrate our country and honor those who fought for our freedom. They're giving away a NASCAR VIP experience in Vegas. Five winners get two tickets to NASCAR Xfinity Series on September 25th, and then two tickets to the South Point 400 NASCAR Cup Series on September 26th. Plus, a VIP tour with NASCAR. Air Med Care Network provides medical transportation services in an emergency. Members pay no out-of-pocket costs for the flight when transported by an AMCN provider. Health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of emergency air transport. AMCN membership is financial protection for your entire household, right, Matt?
Yeah, you know, hurry and enter for a chance to be a NASCAR VIP at airmedcarenetwork.com/giveaway. There is no purchase necessary to enter to win. Promotion ends July 31st.
Get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate. Get it on. And welcome to CarCast. I'm Adam Carolla. That's the moderator. Matt, the moderator. DeAndrea over there. Good to see you, my friend.
I'm good. I can't really hear myself.
I think your mic isn't potted up or something.
Yeah.
There you go.
There.
All right.
Thank you.
So let's see. We got Gordon McCall chiming in today.
Yeah.
We'll talk to him about the quail and jet party and this jet hanger party. What else is his?
The jet center party is
jet
his.
Jet center party.
And then the McCall events also do like a motorcycle event and other things over the course of the year. But I think just during Monterey Car Week is the jet center party and the quail.
Mm-hmm. And so we'll talk to that. Because we're heading into Monterey, we took a year off and we're all jonesing pretty hard this year. Saw Sean and Jose at the other shop. They were working on the 911.
I saw that because every time we've popped in there, you and I, you're like, you always just say, yeah, the exhaust should be outboard. And then I go, oh, you've mentioned it three times. You're going to make that happen before Monterey now.
It's bothering me.
Yeah, it was bothering you.
Because it looks like a modern day 911.
Did you come in over the weekend and start taking it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's what's
bothering me. No, what happened was is I don't do a lot of wrenching these days, but I had to drop Natalia off over the weekend at her volleyball practice, whatever the fuck it is, And it's like, not up the street, but in the general vicinity mm-hmm. of the shop. It's sort of about halfway between my house and the shop. And then I dropped her off and had about 90 minutes to kill. But 25 of it was going to be driving back and forth. So I had about an hour at the I figured I had about an hour at the shop. So
yeah.
I rolled in. No, I called Sean and I said, where are you? And he's like, at the shop. And I was like, good, I'm rolling in. And then I rolled in there and I was like, I got to take this exhaust off.
Yeah.
So I have pretty good eyeballs. I'm like, I can look at a nut and go, I need a 10 millimeter ratchet, you know.
I was going to ask, where'd you find tools?
I just walked in and I said, Sean, I just sort of eyeballed it. I was like, I need a 10 millimeter socket. I need a quarter inch drive, you know, small. I need a small Allen, and I need some like needle nose or something to pop the springs off that mm-hmm. held the exhaust on. And then I was like, fuck it. And so I just undid the whole system, and then I got mm-hmm. under there. But of course, the shit was wedged on pretty hard.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I need one of those single jerk whatever sledge hammers to go at it, you know. So then I got under it and I started beating on the right side of the passenger side exhaust, and it popped off.
Okay.
Then I went to the other side and I started beating on the other side, and it wasn't going anywhere, and it's still not going anywhere, because I came back. I was on the clock. I was like, all right, I gotta get out of here now. Then I came back on Monday. I was like, give me that hammer. I started banging on it again. I banged on it hard. It's going nowhere. So I told Sean, get the torch out. So we got to heat it up or something. I mean, like my first thought was, well, I'll shoot some penetrating something
right.
in there and see if I can loosen it up with some penetrating something. But the way it's angled is nothing's really going to penetrate. It's just going to kind of roll off the seam down to the mm-hmm. floor.
Okay.
You know, I couldn't really, you know,
And you're sure it's kind of fused on. It's not a hidden bolt or something.
I based it on the other side. The other side had like three good springs on it, and I popped them all, and then I beat on it, and it popped off.
Oh, so you're talking about like a... like a slip collector, you know, just like a...
it's okay. like kind of a wedge.
So that would be,
it's wedged on with three springs.
Right.
It's not going anywhere, but, you know, it's probably been a while, and there's some heat cycling and a little corrosion, and one side, it's just, it's how all this shit works. One side probably was running leaner or something than the other side or whatever it was.
Or it maybe just gets a little moisture in it, and that's it. Once you get a, you know, because it starts... putting a little corrosion or rust or something.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, one side, couple of good whacks with the dead blow hammer, and the thing popped off, and the other one ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna keep beating on it because I'm scared I'm gonna bust off one of the header studs that's like going into the head.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I don't want to put that much pressure on that header because I'm just scared there may be some issues where the header goes onto the head of the car.
Yeah.
Not too far away. Aluminum. You know, that's been heat cycled a million times. So I was like, I don't want to wrench on it that hard or beat on it that hard. But I beat on it. It's not going anywhere. So then I thought, well, I always think about putting some penetrating spray in there, but I realized it's really not going to, I don't think it's going to do anything. And then I was driving around and I was thought, then I thought, we got to heat it up.
Yeah.
So then when I called Sean, I was like, the one side is stuck. He's like, we'll get the torch.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh yeah, he was ahead of me. he knows how to do this.
Yeah. So he's working on that. Now, that's where you came in this morning and said, let's make a fire.
Yeah, and I've been researching the exhaust a little bit, and it's not going to be perfect. It's just right now, it's coming out of the back of the middle of the bumper together, and it kind of looks like a modern-day 911. I think that's how... It's what a modern-day 911.
The new cars.
The new cars.
Some of them have a center exhaust. I think maybe the 911s.
Yeah, I don't know
which trim model.
Did the turbos have that? I feel like they're all just together in the middle now.
I think on the newest 911,
it hasn't been that way for 5 years.
I don't think so. No, I think the past like a couple years.
Either way, it looks a little modern. It's definitely not period correct for any 74 RSRs I've ever seen.
And interesting because there's like a little notch in the rear valance that looked like it accommodated a center exhaust.
Well, I feel like they just put the notch there. Or right. not. It seems like somebody just got the Dremel out and went to town. Or maybe they didn't. Or maybe they bought it.
Maybe when they repainted this car. I don't remember. We'd have to dig up the old images of the orange version of this car and see if it had the center exhaust.
Ooh. I bet it does. I bet it does.
I'm guessing it does because I don't know how much they freshened it up other than paint. Although they did swap the flares.
Maybe they now, Max Zapata, we need that car in orange from the whatever auction 5 years ago.
If you look up Paul Newman, Beverly Hills Porsche, find the orange one. It was at Mecum, I think, once orange, and then it was at this other auction. What was the name?
That was the name of that guy who was in...
Chris was with us.
Nobody.
Oh, there's the orange car. It's got the center exhaust.
Yeah.
Oh, but he did something different. Is there a plate on it?
It looks a little different. I think it's the same thing. Either way.
Yeah.
I told Sean, what we're going to need to do is pop off the old and then come straight out with the pipes. And we're going to have to glass up the existing notch and then carve out a couple of new notches. I deemed it all pretty doable in a relatively short period of time.
So you want them to fill the notch and paint it before Monterey, or do you want to just do the exhaust?
Get a fucking rattle can out. Fill the notch and paint it, but we don't need to take the whole thing to the booth. You know what I mean? Just mask it off and paint it whatever white. It's at the very bottom of the car.
I mean, it's got a kind of a racy look. You could just have them make an aluminum piece, shoot it white, rivet it on, and then fix it later if you wanted to.
It'll take him 2 hours to glass it up.
Listen, I love Sean, but now you're saying remove the rear bumper. Take it, glass it, paint it, sand it, paint it, clear it, sand it.
I'm not saying that. I'll paint it. I'll use a rattle can.
He'll make it look good, but I just don't. I think your idea of
we have
3 hours of work and his idea of 30 hours of work.
Yeah, well, yes, we have different ideas on how long shit should take.
He would notch the outer board ones and then finish it off and smooth it out and paint it and so I could do it. Now, did you find the vented tips that we talked about?
Yes, I found those. Or baffled or something. They have an inner tube and an outer tube, and then they have five strut star things on it. Yes, I found those.
You found them like just in the aftermarket or like a Porsche thing?
Porsche thing aftermarket. Or maybe just the aftermarket. I can't
I know
remember.
People make the tips. You could just weld them on or clamp them on or do whatever.
Yeah, the question is in the period, it didn't really have those, although that is a period tip. It just kind of had a straight 3-inch whatever out the back. So I got to work that one out. I happen to like that look.
Yeah.
I don't know what it does, if anything, performance-wise, because the collector is a lot wider than the inner tube.
Yeah.
I think you just put the whole thing on, and whatever comes out of the inner tube just comes out of the inner
part. It does. I think it's some sort of – I think it's a heat thing, so the outer doesn't get as hot as the inner.
Yeah, but in this case, the outer will get as hot as the inner because there is no connection to the inner. It's not going to keep going.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's basically like you taking a 3-inch exhaust and then just taking like a 14-inch tube like from a paper towel roll and welding it in the center of it. It's not doing anything. It's just going. It'll just go through it or around it.
Right.
As far as
I can
tell.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture it. But when I say heat, I just mean because that outer portion has the exhaust pipe in the middle of it, the outer portion is what's closest to your fiberglass body.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the air flowing through those vents, your exhaust pipe in the middle is hot. The outer one is cooler, less damage to your fiberglass body, if I'm picturing that correctly.
I understand your concept, okay. Matthew. What I'm saying is the inner pipe's not hooked up to anything. So I don't know how much of a difference. I mean, it's going to help marginally.
Oh, yeah. So the inner pipe should be the exhaust pipe, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That ain't,
and the outer one should just...
Yeah, but the collector's 3.25 inches wide,
yeah.
And the center tube is 2 inches. It's not hooked up to anything, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's now maybe there's
a right way of doing it.
There might be a right way to do it, but we're not going to go down that path. it's basically just for looks, essentially.
Yeah.
It'll the exhaust. You know, 70% of it will go down the middle and the other 30% will just spill out around the
I got you. I don't think it's supposed to be that way, but
it would be weird if it was that way.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It can't. It has equal length headers on each side.
Okay.
It has 3 on each side. Obviously, it has a 3-into-1 collector.
Right.
But the 3-into-1 collector ends up at 3 inches, maybe 3.5 inches.
Yeah.
Those exhausts are, you know, 3, 3.25 at the back with a 2-inch tube or I don't know. I don't know. Maxipad, I found one of those. I think I typed in vintage 911. RSR, 1974 RSR exhaust
tip.
I think I may have put in trumpet or something like that or whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. We'll figure it out. We'll see it. You'll see what I'm talking about. All right. So it's got a good look.
Yeah.
It's got a vintage look.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be the same exhaust because at some point, those things had to reduce, theoretically, to go down the center of that thing. And I think there were some measurements on the website that the outer was 3.25 or something, and the center was like 2 inches or something like that. All right, let me tell you about Empire Covers. Your vehicle should be treated with the respect it deserves. Unfortunately, the elements don't take vacations or days off. EmpireCovers.com. High quality, affordable covers engineered to protect against the rain, UV rays, tree sap, pollen, anything Mother Nature can throw your car's way. Our listeners get 15% off with the promo code CARCAST. Worried over the damage to your finish that some car covers do? Well, not with Empire. They have fleece-lined covers to prevent any scratches to your cars or your paint. Look, if you're into your car, you need a good cover, not a cheap cover. These are a good value, but not the cheap ones you pick up at Pep Boys that fall apart in the sun after one summer. These are American-made. They're made in their Kentucky factory. Plus, RVs, boats, motorcycles, and more. It is Empire Covers, right, Matt?
Yeah, you know, CarCast listeners can receive free shipping plus an extra 15% off their entire order. Visit empirecovers.com/CarCast or use promo code CarCast at checkout. It's empirecovers.com. Protect what you love.
So Maxipad probably has no idea what we're looking for, but
this is going to be a tough one to explain.
I'll try to describe it.
Okay. We'll take it from there.
The exhaust looks like
it looks like a
paper towel tube inside of a larger tube with 5 gussets holding the middle in place.
Yeah, so we're going to be looking for just the tip, just the opening of the exhaust. It's only going to be headers.
And you got the headers. Like I said, I found it. It didn't take didn't take that much to find it. It's out there. It was kind of here, go down to 59 and blow up car number 59 and zoom in on the exhaust. No, that looks different. Sorry, I lied. Go to the blue one to the right. Let's see. No, that one doesn't have it either. Let's see. We'll find it for you. Let's see. There's an RSR. Yeah, there's a green RSR. If you find pictures of that green RSR from the rear, you shall see it's that green RSR. You find that car from the rear, you shall see what the exhaust looks like on that car. Yeah, that's it. See, it's got the inner with the outer.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a straight on shot,
yeah.
But now you kind of know what you're looking for.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard to find because even when you start searching for things like
there it is.
Porsche RSR vented
there
exhaust.
You are.
There you go.
It's good luck, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea, you know, how the inner tube and the outer tube works. It just looks, it's a good look. And it's a different kind of header. I don't know if they're trying to make a little back pressure or I'm not sure what the plan was.
Chris, when we explained it, is this what you thought?
No, but
I don't mean this to pick on you. No, I mean, as we're trying to explain it, in my head, I can picture it. You can picture it, of course. I'm like, is this making any sense?
This is my entire adult life, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So
it's just us having a conversation.
The exhaust tip looks like for you nerds, the windshield frame for the Millennial Falcon. You know the one off to the side?
You have a TIE fighter.
TIE fighter?
Yeah.
Right? I knew it was one of those nerdy planes.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's very Star Warsy.
It's Star Warsy, right? It has like the you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's
like
an inner tube, an outer tube, and yeah. Gussets that make a star. Mm-hmm. And it's cool looking. I don't know why. It just happens to be cool looking. And, you know, my car is kind of a Frankenstein car. Like, it's not an RSR. It's not this. It's not that. But it kind of most mimics a 74 RSR.
Right. Oh, back on that picture, was the rear valance notched?
Yeah, but I think it went all the way across in this particular.
Oh, I see. Yeah, and it's a little different on the sides.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, actually, it comes down in the
things center? Things are a little bit different.
Yeah, that's a little different. But that does bring up the idea, instead of Sean filling in the center, what if he just kept cutting to the edges, now he has to just finish it and paint the lip.
That's a noble suggestion,
right?
And it shall be.
Probably
shall
easier
be
than making,
right?
Because then you just white the edge.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. Go all the way across. Well, take that picture and send it to Sean Maxipata. That's what we got to do.
Now, do you found this? Did you order?
No, I haven't yet. Sean says that you can't just go straight out the back. It actually comes in and comes up a little bit. He's just trying to make more work for himself.
It's another 30 hours of work.
I'm like, feel like this should just come straight out of the back, right off the header. And he's like, nah, it's a little too wide. You got to bring it in a little bit. So, and it looks in this picture like it is brought in a little bit.
It is brought in.
We got, so he's got a section off something and make a coupler and blah, blah, blah.
In reference to the taillights, he'll be able to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the outside of the pipes are right to the inside of the taillights. Or bring it back a little, Maxipat, and we'll see. Yeah.
And if anything,
the deck lid.
That's right, the deck lid.
The outer widest part of the exhaust should be even with the deck lid. According to an RSR. Now, I'm not even driving an RSR, but
no.
But look, you need some reference point, right? Either way, I'm into tires, I'm into wheels, and then what I rarely talk about is exhaust. I do not like when the period correct exhaust is not on the car.
Right. And we've had a lot of the conversations because when we dug through photos, it was one of the identifying marks of a lot of the Newman cars is that the exhaust coming out of the front or back on the rocker panel, and there's the dual exhaust on some of the cars on one side and the two side. And
well,
like,
you're really talking about, I think, the Clayton Cunningham cars too. The exhaust as well. Yeah. But the Clayton Cunningham cars, some had the turbo blow off like right behind the front fender.
Mm-hmm.
Some had the V8. My car has exhaust that goes all the way back.
Right.
Interesting enough, Millen's car has the one that goes all the way back, but it's a turbo. So it can be a little confusing. But you can identify a lot of the cars, especially if they look kind of the same, by the exhaust. For us, it was like, is the exhaust coming? It was with the Oldsmobiles on a lot of them. Is it coming out of one side? Is it coming out of both sides? Do they double it up on one side? They just moved. They moved shit around a lot.
It's interesting though, because I'm sure it had to do with the amount of noise they were allowed to make and how much muffler you put into the side, almost like in the door panel of the passenger side. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Like on Millen's car, the turbo acts as a bit of a muffler. So why wouldn't it be exit right behind the wheel, unless he's running the turbo and a muffler to get? I don't know. It's kind of interesting. To dig into that car at some point and see what he's got in there.
Gordon McCall's on the blower.
Yeah.
Let me first just hit JB Weld. DIYers and pros have trusted JB Weld for 50 years plus for projects big and small, home and garage. You used the world's strongest bond. They gave me another bounty of product. I put it out in the front desk here. It's been pilfered by all the lackeys running around here.
I didn't know they were a DIY crowd.
They're not, but they're being forced into it for financial reasons. I use this stuff. I've fixed Sonny's shoe. I fixed Natalia's cold roller thing she puts in the freezer.
I fixed a door panel.
I fixed a piece of stone on a threshold that broke in front of my house. And they got something that'll fix everything. JB Weld also acquired Herculiner, the original DIY truck bed liner. So if you're looking for the world's strongest truck bed liner, Herculiner has you covered, right, Matt?
Yeah, JB Weld is available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, Napa, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, JB Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA. It's JB Weld, world's strongest bond.
Well, it's that time of year. Gordon McCall is on the blower. Good to see you, Gordon.
I think you're muted.
Probably Let's muted. We'll unmute Gordon.
We'll see.
Director of Motorsports, it says Director of Motorsports Director.
Somebody's got a director, right?
That's
Somebody's
right.
Somebody's got a director.
Of course, coming up, our favorite event of the year, the Quail, a motorsports gathering. That'll be Friday, August 13th at the Quail Lodge and Golf Club in Carmel Valley. Although, I don't know why we need to advertise. It sells out every year quickly, yes?
It's sold out, yes, but it's still fun to talk about, Adam.
I completely agree. And you know, I got to say, as a guy who's I'm a little bit of a purist in terms of I like the track. I like hanging out the track. And it's not even driving the car. I love looking at what everyone brought. I love those cars. And I'm not really the walk up and down the green and look at the Duesenbergs guy. I'm much more of a track guy, but the Quail has somehow figured out a way to, for me, make it the most exciting part of the weekend.
It's the best car show ever, and we're kind of simpatico when it comes to your thoughts on how you curate that event year after year.
I think we're aligned completely, you know, and Adam, to your point, we actually bring a little of the track over to us. This year, we've got the Trans Am group driving over with California Highway Patrol Escort to arrive at the show right in the middle of it all. We'll have 20 plus Trans Am cars blowing any starch out of the collars of anybody there.
Yeah, when those guys throw revs with that open side exhaust, you can hear them.
I always questioned those. How do you convince Highway Patrol CHP to not stop at any lights or stop signs because every car behind them will overheat?
Exactly. And it's really fun too because the officers are into it. They're car guys, you know.
Oh my God.
So Yeah, and so to be able to escort a group like that in a bunch of road illegal cars, you know, it's kind of the best of all worlds. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we prefer the term previously legal.
There you go.
Don't get me started on the border. Yeah, I got pulled over. I got pulled over on Pacific Coast Highway. Was I telling you this, Matt?
I don't think so.
I got pulled over a week ago on Pacific Coast Highway for going a little bit over the speed limit. And that place is lousy with motorcycle cops. But the good news is motorcycle cops are car guys.
Totally.
And it sounds a little ironic, but think about the dude. First, you're a cop. You're a dude. You know, you're the dude, that dude from high school who played some football, you know, and you want to be a cop. But if you want to be a motorcycle cop,
yeah,
you want to ride a motorcycle. You want to get
paid.
And that makes you a wheels guy. And this guy pulled me over. And again, he was just stashed, you know, between two cars on a blind curve. All this guy does is write tickets all day. Yeah, he's not there to warn anybody about anything. And this guy just pulled up to the car and he looked at me and he went, what have you bought lately? And I said, what do you mean? Some drugs? And he's like, no, what cars? What cars do you have? And I was like, well, I got Paul Newman's 911. He's like, oh, yeah, that's sweet. I said, I guess 935. He says, I saw it. I saw it on Leno's or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, okay. Yeah. I'm not getting a ticket.
Yeah. Like, what's going on here, by the way?
You ask these motorcycle, you know, the highway patrol motor officers, there's actually a shortage of them. You know, it's a pay increase when you take that position within the highway patrol, but it's a skill that you don't really pick up at 28 years old. You know, you've got to have some riding under your belt. And so they've actually got a shortage of officers. But when you talk to these guys and gals and ask them what they do for fun, they go ride their motorcycles.
They ride more motorcycles.
It's like, you're kidding, right? You're on a bike for 8-hour shift, and then you get on a bike and you go riding.
Yeah, I've never. You'll see a lot of these guys over the weekend, and they're just car dudes, man. They couldn't be happier to be shutting down an intersection, waving by Bruce Canepa and his javelin. Yeah,
exactly. I know. It's awesome.
And speaking of motorcycles, so we're talking about the Quail that we go to your event, the Motorsports Gathering. You do a motorcycle gathering as well?
Yeah, we do. You know, we've had to postpone it for a couple of years, which is super sad, but it's in May, so we just didn't we couldn't roll the dice. That show, the Quail Motorcycle Gathering, has really become, and these are words of others, has become the preeminent bike show in the country. We do it every May. Like I said, we missed the last two, but it's 300 plus motorcycles on display, and we mix all the genres, and people thought we were a little nuts when we said we'd have Grand Prix bikes and choppers and bobbers and, you know, Vincents and Bruffs and all the rest of it. They go, wait a minute, that's not going to work. Those are worlds colliding. Well, turns out it's not. It's actually, it's two wheels, and we all share that same interest in the motorcycle. You know, it may not be your cup of tea, whatever you're looking at, but you're going to want to learn about it. And that's what we've discovered with that show. And we do it in the same fashion, Matt, as the car show. In other words, an all-inclusive ticket. We treat everyone there in typical, you know, Peninsula Signature Events hospitality style, where it's all the food, it's all-inclusive. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a welcomed, invited guest. And I've got to tell you, as a motorcyclist, it's kind of the last thing you expect is to be told it's okay to park right there, right in front of everything. You're usually being told to leave, you know.
Right.
And it's not that way at Quail. It's embracing, and it's really a fun show. So that one's in May. That one is not the tension isn't quite there. It's not car week. So it's a little more low-key, which is a good thing, which I think represents the bike world as well.
It's a great, you know, the bike, you're talking about all the different genres represented. That's what the Quail is, especially for Car Week. You have 25 different types of cuisine and, you know, and wines and libations and everything else and cars and everything. So it's this crazy mixture. And, you know, nobody shows up, at least we don't, and say, I'm going to eat just Greek food. I wish every stand here was Greek.
Yeah.
You know, right. No, we go like, we're going to try some of this Spanish over here.
That's
and
right.
Then I'll meet you over at the oyster bar after we try some of that. It is that pageantry of life. You do.
Totally.
I think there's a mindset that it was incorrect. Like, well, you know, Mopar guys just want to see a bunch of Hemi Cudas and eat corn dogs, and that's that. And the reality is I love seeing the crazy variety of cars and offerings. I love wandering from the kind of Lamborghini section into the BMW section and the Bizzarini section. And then at some end, there's some crazy Galpin offering at the end.
You know, it's one of our proudest moments, and I'm pandering a little bit to the choir here, but I've got to believe we were one of the first shows of this stature to recognize Datsuns. We had Dave Bell's B-Sedan National Championship car there years ago. I'm talking 10 years ago. It was one of Troy's first cars that he'd redone, right?
The yellow and black car?
Yellow and black car. Yeah. And what's really interesting about that, that kind of lit a fuse. You know, we all share a common interest in admiring Peter Brock and that era and those cars. The following year, we ended up bringing Peter on as an honored guest where he brought several of his creations. And it just kind of goes to show it doesn't always have to be Ferrari GTOs. You know, there's plenty of contributions made to the automotive world that, you know, to some may seem lesser. But I mean, come on, you look at the history of what the 510 did in the 2.5 Challenge. You can't deny it. And so we recognize things like that. A little odd, you know, for mainstream stuff. But I feel an obligation. Also, I'm a bit of a Datsun guy. I feel an obligation to kind of, you know, cover all the bases.
Well, I love your event because you celebrate the story as much as you celebrate some of the wacky designs and things like that that it has evolved in the automotive world.
Totally, right? Matt.
And that's a big part of it.
Well, wouldn't we all agree that, you know, the cars are wonderful. We love the cars. There's no doubt about that. But it really is the stories and the people behind them that make any of this stuff interesting to any of us. I think we'd agree on that.
So what else are we going to see at the Quail this year?
Yeah, so we've got some really fun classes. You know, obviously with the pandemic last year and, you know, I just like, whoa, what's going on here? So it's given us some time to kind of reevaluate the cars we have on the field. We're spreading things out. You know, we're being very mindful of CDC rules and regs and all of that. So there's going to be a little more room to work with. But one of the fun categories we came up with this year, we're calling it Cars of Curiosity. And, you know, that's to your point, Adam, about you just don't know what you're going to see there. Well, you know, cars of curiosity, I defined those as the cars that people bought when they were new. These people knew they were buying a weird car. Mm-hmm. You know, I think like a DeLorean. You didn't, you know, when you went and bought a DeLorean, you knew you were going off the reservation a bit with mm-hmm. your choice of car, right? So the same could be said for Myers Manx, even like a Lamborghini Urocco. When someone went into a Lamborghini dealer and bought a Urocco, they knew the cool car was the Miura, you know, and later the Countach. But the Urocco is a little off center, but still a really cool car. So we've got a whole class of curiosities, and that's going to be a ton of fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, again, it's exposing yourself to. So it's exposing yourself to things you didn't know. Who wants to live in an automotive echo chamber where you're just talking about the same three cars over and over again that you know like the back of your hand? But also, when you pop the hood and you kind of take a look at some of those cars, see, all cars have all the same principles. Like, they need to be cooled. But how you cool them could work 25 different ways, you know? And so,
or not.
Yeah. But the point is, you go,
they all don't work.
Ooh, look what they were doing here. They went with a split radiator,
right?
You know,
right.
And they did this, and then they ran the radiator through the intake manifold, the heat, the preheat, the, it yeah, didn't right. work, or whatever right. it was. But you go, this is what they were going for. Obviously, without a computer, without a wind tunnel, without really any dynamic testing, but they still went, some guy 50 something years ago in Italy or France or wherever went, oh, we can do it this way.
We can do it this way with no consideration, for instance, on a Maserati Bora, that water pump is going to need to be replaced at some time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And you've got to dismantle the car to do it.
Oh, you got to take the second story off your house to get to it. But it's worth it. Hey, Chris, pull up a picture of my BRE just because Gordon brought up Datsuns. And
hey, is this the 26 car that I want to hear all about?
Pete Brock. Yeah. This is the yellow BRE 510 that we've been going at for a little while. Finally been put through paint and everything else and ready for assembly. But the thing, and only I'm indulging myself because Gordon loves the BREs and he loves the 510s and he loves Pete Brock. But
I'm not always around when you indulge yourself.
the thing that's cool about this car is when we'll park it on the lawn at some point at the Quail.
Yeah.
People are going to be mixed because they're going to think it's a tribute car or a clone car or something because they're not used to seeing BRE in yellow.
Yellow, right?
Yeah. Right, but they made a privateer car.
That's the mystery car, right?
Yeah, and we'll pop it up for you, but you can
there
you
it
can
is.
See
oh,
it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's such a and you know, yellow not my favorite color for a car, but when you start mixing in the white and then the black and then the red BRE and you start all those, especially the roof. The way Brock would paint the number on the roof and the BRE Datsun and everything, it just all starts coming together into a really cool piece, like one of the coolest 510s, even though obviously the John Morton red, white, and blue one is cool. This one's interesting because I don't think anyone has seen it.
I think it's actually cooler from that perspective. And for two is, you know, you mentioned people asking whether it's a tribute or whatever. I mean, that's the question that has to be asked around any 46 car that anybody sees, because it's got to be knocked off more than a Louis Vuitton purse.
Yeah, right.
Know? Right.
Whereas the 26 car, it's like, who's replicated that car? Most people don't even know about it, you know? Plus, it doesn't look bad sitting next to Bob's 610.
That's right. And we've got it next to the other 510, which was great because as we were putting this car together, you needed sort of a roadmap on just some of the custom pieces under the hood that were made by the BRE team. And without having the two cars side by side, it's really tough to sort of replicate it. But now to be able to replicate it and literally like the dimensions of, I don't know, just some coolant hopper or something like that, just a tank or something.
Yeah.
Well, it's really neat to see you carrying, and I'm not pandering here, Adam, but it is neat to see you carrying the torch of these cars' history, because having been there in the day, and I think I may have mentioned this last time we spoke, but I was a volunteer in the Union 76 gas station at Laguna Seca during the Trans Am Challenge, and so I was right in the middle of it all when Quek's car was being teched after the race, all that, and I was pumping gas into Pete's cars. I mean, you know, I was there as a kid during that time, a huge influence on my life. Peter Brock, I think, has been an influence on a lot of people's lives. He's so humble about it all. Just the way he carries himself and his ideas are just, you know, some of them are really out there, but man, has he nailed a lot of designs just right on the money.
I would even add that Pete Brock has influenced a lot of people and a lot of car designers over the years without them knowing it.
Totally.
Like how many designers even just love something like the 63 split window Corvette and not knowing Pete Brock's history behind designing that car.
And how about not knowing that he was 19 years old when he did it, you know?
Yeah.
Larry Shinoda got a lot of credit for that as well, but Pete was right there and just an amazing guy who's contributed a ton to, you know, our the things that we love, you know. It's really neat.
He's a national treasure. Gordon, again, I feel weird plugging something that needs no plugging, but we look forward to seeing you. Are you going to get out to the track at some point?
Absolutely. On Saturday, I'll be out there actually in my Z. I've got a 71 240Z that I plan on driving out there. So,
Which 71Z is it? Oh, are you driving it to the track or driving it on the track?
I'm driving it to the track, just to be part of the geeky Datsun clique. It's my 72 with, you know, it's the usual Weber's, cam, pistons, you know, but street car. Because I'm a Porsche guy as well, I've done something a little sacrimonious to it. I've put the Pepita houndstooth inserts, which drives the Datsun people crazy. Say, on a silver Z, those inserts look right. They really do.
Well, good news. You can drive your Z over to our Porsche paddock and and say hi, because we'll be down there with Newman's Z car. So
do that.
But before you run off, just want to quickly ask, the Jet Center party is which is another big event that people should check out. I don't really know how to get on that list. Like, what do you tell people? Do they buy tickets for that event? Is there a list for that event similar to the Quail?
So So you guys are covered.
Right. Well, I don't know. What's the age limit? Sonny's
going to be with it. Something I learned years ago, we that's a limited capacity event as well. I cut the headcount off. We're doing the same thing there. We're spreading the tarmac out. I've got more airplanes coming this year than ever before. It's our 30th anniversary. So what we do is we trickle out. I hold back tickets to make them available for purchase because there's a lot of last minute decisions being made about coming to Car Week, which is, you know, full speed ahead. So our simple website, McCallEvents.com, has those tickets. And the event is really going to be over the top this year. And it's a good precursor to what we do out at Quail on Friday.
I dig the event. We both really like the planes as well.
Yeah, it's all. Everything's good. So, all right, Gordon, we'll see you down there. And if you're, you know, in LA, come by and see some of these BRE cars.
I'll definitely see you at the Quail on Friday. And then I'll look for you guys at the track on Saturday as well. And thanks for having me back on.
Thanks buddy. Gordon. Thank all you. Right. Appreciate it.
See ya.
All right. Let me hit NordVPN. You need this. It's 2021. Public Wi-Fi is a hotbed for hackers that want to steal your data. Using NordVPN on your phone or laptop gives you peace of mind while traveling. VPNs have a reputation for slowing down internet speed. Not with NordVPN. It's the fastest VPN in the world. You won't even notice it's running. Put NordVPN on up to 6 devices. 30-day money-back guarantee. And what do? Well, you go to nordvpn.com/carcast or use the code carcast to get a 2-year plan plus a bonus gift with a huge discount. Again, 2021 people, yeah. This is where they ain't stealing car stereos anymore. They're stealing your info.
And you don't even realize it's happening. You think you're safe. You're not as safe as you think. Get NordVPN and get that peace of mind.
All right. Let's see. We also have they're going to show us something that's going to anger us. Ooh, in the middle. There it is.
Cookie cutter. That's what they're calling it.
Except for that one looks. There it is. Now I found it. You found it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Called cookie cutters.
That one has a flange and stuff on it. Yeah. The megaphone with a cookie cutter. How are you going to find it with all these
Sean
terms?
Has a bandsaw. I don't know if you noticed.
No, I did. I noticed for sure he's going to be cutting those things
I was
up.
Like, just whack it off 9 inches from the end. Now,
save that page, Chris. Now we know where to buy them.
I sent that to Sean. Here's the question on that page. What is the inner and outer diameter? I'm trying to think of what the... There is specs on it, and I can't remember what it was, but it struck me as something. Now, whatever it is, Sean's not going to want to do it. That's all I can tell you. These are 13-inch cookie cutters that are... I got to figure out the spec on it, but it's close to 3 on the outer and, you know, 1¾ in the center or something like that. But... and I don't know what they're originally hooked up and everything, but the opening of my collector is a lot bigger than what that flange would accept.
I guess if you're right, where the flange is mounted, if the tube isn't large enough for your collector, then it's not really worth buying because then
it's worth buying and chopping off when it's the same as it graduates up to the right size. You just chop it there.
I guess you got to see how much length is in there.
Yeah,
but like it's $230. Sean can make that for $1,200.
I know. I looked at this Max Band and found specs on it. So I think it was this website, but I can't rightly say. It was on there. So it goes way up on the exhaust as we're looking at a picture of it. It goes, the 3-1 gets collected way, way up there.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, that photo. I don't.
Those are quite a bit longer than the ones that are photographed in the thing. But anyway.
Maybe there's an extension for it as well. I don't know.
There is specs somewhere on there, Max, or at least I found them somewhere. I don't know if it's that website or another website that sold those tips. Yes. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so let's say you can't make it out to Monterey Car Week. Well, you can make it out to the Good Guys Rod and Custom Association in Spokane, Washington. It's the 19th CPP Great Northwest Nationals, the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. It's August 13th through the 15th. They have over 1,500 classic cars and trucks on display and an indoor exhibit. There's a burnout competition and vintage dragster exhibition. Oh, that's fun. Check it out. There's live entertainment. There's a kids zone. There's a pinstripers, brush bash, and a model car and a pedal car display over there as well. They have tickets on sale now at goodguys.com. It's good-guys.com. There's free admission for children 6 and under. But if you use promo code CARCAST, you can get $5 off spectator ticket. It's goodguys.com.
All right. Let's see. No specs on those things, huh? You know, that's weird because I'm not good at it, but I still find stuff and then I'm like, then what happened to it?
Also, it seems like it's an important thing going, hey, this mates up to a certain size flange and it grows to,
if you know, they're selling you the product, or, it seems like they'd show you the opening where the flange is and the overall length.
They said length was 13 inches, which was weird because there's got to be... Yeah, so
he's got one with an exhaust.
That's
on
a
it.
Modern version with a muffler on it.
Yeah,
which is interesting because maybe you just want the tip portion of it.
And somebody figured that out, but you want it to be kind of streetable.
Yeah,
but we're not looking for that. No, so they sell you that. They sell you those, but they don't give you the spec on it.
It's a really basic description on a lot of these.
Just like it's 14 inches long. And no,
They give like the length and the weight, but I'm not seeing like diameter or anything.
Huh. Who cares about the weight?
I'm seeing one.
I looked at,
I'm seeing one that's 3.25 inches at their widest point.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's a piece of information. Yes.
Yeah, this is a different link. Like, they're not all within it's
3.25. Well, that's what I said. That's what I
3.25 at the big end at the top.
I don't want you to think I just read that and not give you that information.
No, I got you.
3.25. Yeah, that's about right.
So it tapers down to 2.5.
Yeah, think it's it heads down. It heads down to something.
Yeah,
and you just have to clip it at some point. See where it went. I don't know. We'll figure it out, or we'll just go straight out with exhaust. Cares, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the truth is that's not that complicated for Sean to make. That's two round tubes, and he just tacks in some dividers.
Yeah, I read 3.25 and like 2 in the center, or 1.75, something like that.
And you think the flange, the collector's 3-inch diameter?
No, I'd say if it's 3.25 at the wide end, it probably tapers down to 2.5, 2.25, something like that.
Okay.
But that's 14, 16 inches away. The question is, where are you at 8 inches?
Yeah. Well, if he was going to make it, if he didn't taper it, super easy, right?
Yeah.
Then you just go get a 3.25-inch tube, get a 2-inch tube, and that's it. But tapering it is where it comes into a few more steps.
Last but not least, there's Geico. Do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, and then there's your automotive policy, and that's where Geico comes in, so you can get your bundle going. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. Speaking of auto, let me tell you another great road trip story sponsored by Geico. So part of this beach, part of the Pebble Beach weekend is the road trip.
You know,
we pack up the Sunny and load up the snacks and head on down the road, which I listen to all Avril Lavigne music.
a lot of chick rock,
a lot of good times.
Yeah, a lot of Sunny on his headphones listening to. He's such a little nerdy kid. He's listening to like a podcast or a book on tape.
Sometimes he'll listen to Pearl Jam.
sometimes.
So
listening to Dennis Prager.
But it's kind of become half the fun is loading up the truckster and heading out. Always with that sense of anticipation, maybe on the way, stopping at Anderson's split pea soup,
putting
our head through the plywood.
You have to.
You have to.
Gotta get the picture. Just you're I mean, I get to sleep because I'm in the back seat, and then I just wake up. I'm at Split P. Anderson's. I'm a little groggy, but nothing better than an unlimited bowl.
Waking up to a meal.
Yeah, bottomless bowl of Split P. soup. I remember one time we went out to Monterey, and we get in the car, and we're leaving the studio, and Adam just tosses me back the script to Road Hard, like one of the first drafts of Road Hard, and he had me read the entire thing out loud. And I didn't want to tell him I get car sick while reading, so I powered through. And we got to enjoy Road Hard, me reading every line.
Meanwhile, he's hyperventilating in the back seat. He's about to pass out, blood coming out of his ears.
Yeah, well, you can get something done on the road, you can just have a good time, or both, which is what we do.
Are we
going to
roll in the Lincoln Aviator?
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect for that kind of
anything
kind
with
of
massaging seats, I'm down for.
Yeah, I like that. I like the Rolls Royce we took because I had a table. Like,
that's
had,
right.
Like,
you did
what they have on the back of the plane.
Little picnic table.
I put my laptop there. I mean, Matt always gets really nice, comfortable cars to take us out there. So it's like it's really enjoyable.
I think the Lincoln's going to be perfect for this one. That thing rides really nice.
Yeah,
we might have to wash it a little bit, clean it a little bit.
Adam, how often do you ride passenger in the seat of your Lincoln? Because
it's been a while. I mean,
well, every time we go out to dinner, I go to the house and pick him up, and we swap cars. We take your car.
Yeah, only when Matt takes me out to dinner, I like to be chauffeured.
Chauffeured around, yeah,
yeah. Nice.
But so there you go. We're looking forward to that road trip, and thanks to Geico for sponsoring another adventure. Go to Geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save. It's easy. It's Geico easy when you get your bundle going at geico.com. All right. I'm going to be in Minneapolis August 27th, 28th. The hell's that? That's coming up. So just go to adamcroll.com, yeah. Royal Oak, Michigan. I'm going to be in Kansas City. Just go to adamcroll.com for all the live shows. And you can also check out our Pluto TV channel, 687, I think it is. Got a bunch of chassis stuff, that lots of car stuff if you guys like cars. What do you got, man?
Give me a follow at Motorator on Instagram, and check out drinkbravago.com. Our drinks there.
So till next time, Adam Kroll for Gordon McCall and Matt the Motorator DeAndrea saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Hey movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Hey Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.